Good morning. A judge will decide today whether to grant bail to 8 former ministers of the Catalan regional government. The 8 were remanded in custody last month over fears they could attempt to abscond after former President Carles Puigdemont fled to Belgium. They were brought from prison for a hearing at the Supreme Court on Friday. Judge Pablo Llerena will also pronounce on bail applications from 2 leading independence activists. Lawyers for the ministers say they are asking to be released on bail on condition that they accept the rule of law from Madrid and pledge not to flee. Privately, senior sources in the Spanish government say they would like to see the ministers released and allow them to campaign in the elections. They fear a martyr effect from their continued imprisonment that could serve to galvanise support for pro-independence parties. Meanwhile, Catalonia's deposed leader, Carles Puigdemont, will remain in Belgium until after the 21st of December elections, as he is fighting extradition to Spain, his lawyer said on Saturday. The ruling Popular Party is to stand trial for allegedly destroying laptops used by a former treasurer who's being tried over a suspected slush fund. So said a court ruling published on Friday. It'll be the first time that a political party has gone on trial in Spain. The PP, headed by Mariano Rajoy for the last 13 years, is accused of having destroyed the hard drives of laptops belonging to its long-time former treasurer, Luis Bárcenas, at its Madrid headquarters before investigators had access to them. The hard drives may have had information about an alleged illegal funding racket within the PP. The court also ordered that the party's current treasurer go on trial along with its former IT specialist and a party lawyer for damaging computers and concealing evidence. And a British teacher from Malaga has been arrested for sexually abusing 2 7-year-old girls. The 64-year-old suspect has been handed over to the judicial authority. The man, who is not believed to have had any previous convictions, is married with children himself. Police began investigating after the victims' mothers told police officers of their suspicions. Police allegedly found the man had convinced parents to allow him to teach their children at a time when there was no other teachers or students at the school. Officers also say they found child pornography on the man's computer. 4 other alleged paedophiles were arrested in Malaga over the last year, including a football coach. In January, a teacher in Torre del Mar confessed to touching girls in schools, whilst a young man had allegedly abused 4 children in Marbella. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.